So John Holman couldn't make it to the meeting this week, so he asked me to present. I'm one of his collaborators on this study, looking at nurse cropping and fall grazing of winter canola. And we've all seen this slide. We're familiar with where the major canola growing regions are now in the U.S. And John specifically is located in southwest Kansas, down in this part of the state, and this is a traditionally very dry area of the state. You're talking 16 to 20 inches of annual rainfall, so very heavy irrigation. Winter canola is an alternative crop in this area. We think it makes a lot of sense to increase acres of winter canola down in southwest Kansas because our irrigation supply is rapidly reducing because of overuse in irrigated corn. So winter canola to us makes a great fit for some of these acres that have limited water. And we're all familiar with the general trend of increasing acres in the southern Great Plains, and that's what this chart shows here. Oklahoma still is really leading the charge, but Kansas and Colorado and Texas are also contributing to that increase. When John first started working with canola, he had a lot of work to do on identifying planting dates that work in southwest Kansas, and traditionally the recommendation was plant winter canola like you do winter wheat. Well, we found out in a hurry that that is not the case. We need to plant winter canola about a month or a month and a half earlier than what we do winter wheat in southwest Kansas, and you can see from this picture an October 12th planting date of winter canola in southwest Kansas. Basically provides you nothing when it comes to the spring. So southwest Kansas is also an area that produces a lot of forage. There's a great need for forage because of the beef cattle industry, all the feedlots in that part of the state, as well as a growing dairy industry. And so John is very keen on forages, and we're also interested at Kansas State and my breeding program to develop dual-purpose winter canola. And so John was getting questions from producers about the addition of a nurse crop in winter canola, so seeding this nurse crop at the same time you would winter canola, and if that would have an impact on winter survival. John also investigated just dual-purpose canola in general, looking at the impact of grazing or haying on seed yield as well as forage yield and quality. And some of this work we've done as well in Manhattan. This particular study was a RCBD with four replications under full irrigation and conventional tillage using a traditional seeding rate of 5 pounds per acre. In 2011, he planted the study on 8-inch rows, and then in 2012, he alternated those by plugging every other row, planting on 16 inches. He used two OP winter canola varieties. Wichita, everybody who's familiar with winter canola would recognize that name, a long-term check that we've traditionally recommended for grazing if a producer was going to graze canola. He also used a variety called Griffin, which we released out of our breeding program specifically for dual-purpose use. We showed that Griffin's yield was generally better following grazing, or it did not lose as much seed yield following grazing than what Wichita would. And the primary reason for that is Griffin has a very prostrate growth habit, and so we believe that those growing points are more protected at the soil surface. The nurse crops that John used in this study were spring triticale, winter triticale, radish, and turnip. And then he had a check where he did not include any companion crop or nurse crop. And then the nurse crops were sprayed out in the spring, and whatever radish and turnip didn't winter kill, he removed by hand. And these pictures just show his fall haying treatments. I believe these would be, yes, it says here after the first freeze, which is something that we demonstrated in our program, that we typically want to be harvesting these forages after one or two hard freezes, which I would say would be below 28 degrees Fahrenheit. Just looking at the impact of haying or grazing, of course, simulated grazing on canola yield, we see that if you do remove fall forage, we do see an impact on the final grain yield. And here in this study, we also see that that difference in the ability of Griffin to recover from haying versus Wichita in terms of grain yield, with the Griffin seed yield being higher. Looking at the impacts of haying on stands, winter survival, and grain yield, we do see a reduction in winter survival when we do simulate grazing on canola. We showed this in our research as well. I believe there's some damage, physical damage to the growing points that impact survival here. We also see that impact again of haying on grain yield showing up. Looking at the impacts of the companion crop on canola vigor, stands, winter survival, and yield, we see that an addition of a companion crop does decrease the vigor significantly. In terms of spring stand, we are seeing a reduction, particularly when we look at the two brassica species, the radish and the turnip, and I think this is primarily because those two species are more competitive than what the grass species are with winter canola. We also see that the radish and turnip addition of the nurse crop does reduce winter survival. The addition of spring triticale and winter triticale really didn't have an impact on winter survival compared to the Czech. We're also seeing that there is a reduction, especially with the two brassica species here, in final grain yield of canola, and just only a slight reduction in oil content, particularly with the two brassica species again. Looking at forage yield, we did see a little bit of difference in terms of variety and addition of a companion crop, especially when you look at forage yield of Griffin. With the addition of the two brassica species, we did see a fairly large increase in forage yield. Again, Griffin having that prostrate growth habit isn't necessarily going to produce a lot of forage in the fall. The Wichita variety would typically produce more forage than what Griffin would in the fall, because it does have that more erect growth habit. But when you look at the other companion crops and the addition to Griffin or Wichita, we really didn't see an impact in terms of forage yield. Looking at quality, we had an average crude protein content of 19% for canola, with Wichita averaging around 20 and Griffin 18%. An NDF of 43 and an ADF of 34%, and a total digestible nutrient content of 64%. And these numbers actually for the ADF and NDF were a little bit higher than what we were showing in my research. We were showing in the upper to mid-20s in terms of ADF, and probably in the 30s for NDF, with total digestible nutrients being up around 80% for canola. So a little bit different numbers than what we were showing. In terms of oil content of the grain, really year had the most impact on oil content, and 2010-2011 was a dry year, and so we saw a pretty significant impact on oil content that year. To summarize, haying did reduce stand, winter survival, and grain yield of winter canola. The grain yield reduction by percentage, 34% for Griffin and 48% for Wichita. Noting again that Griffin is the prostrate growth habit variety, it did have less of an impact, but still did reduce grain yield. And this is a general recommendation now for producers who do want to graze canola. We tell them that you will most likely see a reduction in grain yield. In terms of forage yield and quality, the radish and turnip did increase the forage yield of Griffin. Nurse crops did not affect Wichita forage yield. Wichita did have slightly higher crude protein than what Griffin did. But canola as a forage is high in crude protein, digestibility, and energy. And in some circumstances, we feel that it could be an alternative forage for producers who need more forage on their farms. For the nurse crops, we did not see an improvement in winter survival like we had first potentially hypothesized. The brassica species did reduce stand winter survival and grain yield of canola. Winter triticale also reduced grain yield. Spring triticale really didn't have an effect. I think that's primarily because it was less competitive than what the winter triticale was, with the canola already being established. And overall, just with the nurse crop, not beneficial, although we didn't see any real negative impacts again from the spring triticale. And just want to recognize that this is a project that was funded through our USDA NIFA grant that we received at Kansas State. So.